Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the 15th chapter of the 10th canto, many wonderful things happen. I discussed in my presentation last year how Krishna first entered the Vrindavan forest, and what a festival that was. Gopastami, Krishna took out the cows for the first time, and he satisfied the forest of Vrindavan by entering it. And while he was in the forest of Vrindavan with the cows and his boyfriends, they played like anything. This is Krishna's greatest pleasure. He doesn't have to hold the world up. He doesn't have to cause our hearts to beat. Everything is done by his energies, or he just enjoys with his devotees. That is the meaning of him being Lila Purushottama. He just enjoys. And this is what he does in Vrindavan. So after he enjoyed some playing cowherd boys with his friends, games with his friends, they were decorating him just so carefully, painting his beautiful face with different colored minerals from Kiriraj Govardhan. Then the boys became hungry, or they used the excuse of their own hunger to have Krishna enter the Talavan forest, which isn't that far from here. And as a result of that, Balaram killed his first demon named Dhanukasura, and a very wonderful, exciting pastime took place. And Srila Sukadeva Goswami says, Gramya Samam Gramya Vat Isha Chastita. Although he's playing, some of the playing, they were arm wrestling, they were doing this and that in the forest, they were stealing each other's lunch baskets. And in so many ways, playing as if Gramya Samam with village boys, and Gramya Vat, as if he himself, Vidambayan, as if he was imitating the village life, village boys, but yet Isha Chastita. Sometimes he performed activities that only the Supreme Lord could perform, and therefore he killed Dhanukasura along with Balaram. One can even say that he killed Dhanukasura through Balaram. And then a very, very touching thing happens. Krishna returns home. Krishna Kamala Patraksha, Krishna who has eyes just like lotus flowers. He comes home, and he whose stuyam punya shravana kirtanam, he whose glories are worth speaking of, he comes home through the forest along with the cowherd boys who are singing his glories, and the gopis are just waiting outside. And the way that Srila Sukadev Goswami describes it is so interesting. Drikshato drisho. Their eyes wanted to see him. Their eyes wanted to look at Krishna. And therefore, adyangaman sametaha. They came out as a group. But their eyes became envious of their ears and their nostrils that could fully focus on Krishna without anyone knowing. Because Krishna had attracted their consciousness so much, they're all completely. So they came out, and there's a wonderful exchange of verses. There's actually these three verses that Srila Sukadeva Goswami speaks about his coming home. And then immediately, after opening up this very deep exchange between Krishna and the Braja Gopis, then immediately Sukadeva Goswami closes it and he speaks two verses that describe the Madhya Yashoda and Rohini taking care of Krishna and Balaram after they come home, bathing them and feeding them and making sure that they weren't tired and then putting them to sleep. And then at the end, that in one sense ends the 15th chapter, but Sukadeva Goswami starts a new pastime that goes on the next time period. So this is the beginning of Krishna's Pauganda age. And this pastime, our acharyas explain, which it begins at the end of the 15th chapter, the chastising of Kaliya. The Kaliya, the serpent, where our Jagatarini is explaining how Krishna is the greatest physicist. In fact, he's the origin of all physicists, but also he's the origin of his Kalanidhi. He is the origin of all fine arts, artistic arts, and he is the guru of all arts, and he's the guru of dancing too. So he's going to teach Kaliya something about dancing and using his hoods to dance upon, his very heads. So that is in the 16th chapter, but the end of the 15th chapter begins this pastime of Kaliya. So I would like to just quickly go through how Sukadeva Goswami describes this to Maharaj Pariksit, what Maharaj Pariksit's reaction is. So, this is in 47 to 52, Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends, they go to the Yamuna River without Balaram, because it is Balaram's birthday that day. But it seems like Balaram has many, many birthdays. He does have many birthdays, because there's two ways to measure birthdays. One is by the solar year, which will come once a year, and then is by the nakshatra. The different, how many, I always ask, 26 is it? 27, yes. 27 different constellations, and everyone's moon sign is born in a particular constellation. And Balaram, and they would celebrate the birthday every month. They would have a festival, and it wasn't happy birthday to you. It was holding sacrifices and giving in charity, giving. The children, the young children, would be taught to, on auspicious occasions, every auspicious occasion is a time when your heart is open That's what an auspicious occasion does. It opens the heart. And that's the time to give, to give, to give in charity, to give what you can to others. So, this first verse, this is the 47th verse. Evam sa Bhagavan Krishna. Thus, Bhagavan Krishna is going to describe how he is going to the forest in the next day. Thus starts a new topic here. And Bhagavan, our acharyas explained that we're supposed to be on the list. Went over here. Bhagavan means that, of course, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sadaishwarya Purna. He possesses all opulence, all wealth, everything that attracts us. And also our acharyas explain, his heart is very soft. And this is one of the meanings of Bhagavan. And we will see the expression of his soft heart very soon. And he knows everything. And he goes to the Yamuna River with the cowherd boys to punish Kaliya, to chastise him, but also to purify him. So this is a very interesting way to understand chastisement also. It is meant for our rectification, for our purification. And Krishna knows everything. Tateyanu kampam susumikshamano. And when we learn to view everything that happens to us as Krishna's mercy, then jivateo mukti pade sadayabak, then we will be seeing Krishna in everything and we will be eligible for the spiritual world. So Krishna, thus Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, even though he's been acting like a boy, he is still all-powerful. And then Vrindavana chara kvachit. Kvachit means once. As he was wandering through Vrindavan with his cowherd boys, because Bhagavan again means sarvagya, he knows everything, he's omniscient. Then he's wandering, once as he was wandering through Vrindavan with the cowherd boys, Jayo Raman Rete Rajan. Here Raman Rete doesn't mean the wonderful sands of Vrindavan around Krishna Balaram, that used to be around Krishna Balaram Mandir. We actually remember when there was actually wonderful white sands around Krishna Balaram Mandir. Now there are Krishna residencies and the Russian building and the this and the that. But actually, we have seen it. There used to be sands there, white sands. But this doesn't mean, this Raman Reti doesn't mean that. It means without Rama, Balarama. Balarama means he who has the strength to give pleasure. So he's going to give pleasure to Krishna by saving the residents of Vrindavan from entering the river Yamuna when Krishna is held in the coils of the snake. And then Kalindim Sakibir Vrita. Krishna went to the river Kalindi. Vrita means surrounded by Sakibir, all his cowherd boyfriends. So our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Kalindi is going to be purified by Krishna, the poison that Kaliya has placed in it. And Kalindi, the Yamuna River, removes the evils of Kali, the quarrels of Kali, just as Krishna does. This is the comment of maybe not Vishwanath, but one of our acharyas said, just as she destroys the quarrels of Kali, this is what Krishna does. And this is what will happen to us when Krishna actually fills our heart. Then the quarreling, the petty quarreling will end, because of the birth of great satisfaction in the heart. then the quarreling will end. And the strongest of all desires will be to please Krishna. So this pastime happened just before Krishna's 7th birthday, and this happened during the heat of the summer. So I won't get started too much, but this is what we will talk about starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock.